Vayter in Shasra and Sanhedrin Dav Ayin Gimel, bringing up at the very top of the page by the Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Ve'ilu ein shematzilos ha'menafshem, and these are those that we save with their souls. It says Rashi, what that means is, mina avera, we save them from avera, benafshem, Rashi's nitnu leharig, lekol adam, kidei latzila mina avera, mekurinafke, we go and save every person to save them from doing an avera, and we learn it from the Pesukim. There are other mefarshim that go in and say that actually we're talking about saving the victims by killing the people who are coming against them. If someone's going chasing after his friends, go and kill him. Someone's going to have to go to Zachar in order to do Mishkav Zachar. Or to be with an Amirasa, they go and we kill the person who is the Rodef. Someone's going after a behema. Machal's the Shabbos. We don't go and save them by killing them. Right? They want to do that avera, then they could do that avera. That's up to them. How do you know if someone's running over, if A is running after B, that you're allowed to go and kill A? Tamad lomar, lo samad damarecha, you don't stand idly by your brother's blood. Rest is lo samad atzmakan al damo, el atzileu, go and save B. Veha lahachiyudasa. You're saying that's what the pasuk is used for. Hami bayilil chetani. We need for something else. We're going to the brisa. Minayin laroas chaverishu tovea benahar. Ochaya gorarto. Olistem boyinolam. How do you know that if you have a person who's drowning, or if there's an animal that's coming against them, or these criminals are attacking him, shuchayvatz, you have to save him. You don't go and sit on your standby by your brother's blood. So it must be over here. That's a general rule to go and save someone from death. How do we know that one can even kill someone in order to save them? You're right. So that's the use for that. We need another makor. We learn from a kavachomer from Araha Me'urusa, an engaged girl, betrothed Naira. By a Naimarasa, the person's come is going to be pogim her. That is, if he goes and if he's with her, then it's what could happen. It's just Levice, it's going to embarrass her. Lazalzala, it's going to disgrace her. Amr Torah, Nisna, Atsila, Benafsho, Kirafilin, Lakaman, Mivain Moshiel. We're going to learn it from Mivain. You can go and save her by killing the person. Someone's going to kill them. And how much more so than you're allowed to go ahead and kill that person who's trying to kill them? In fact, do we kill because of a kavachomer? We don't. Bin Adin means it says Rashi from a kavachomer. We don't go ahead and we're not onish bin Adin from a kavachomer. We learn it from a hekesh. The pasuk says by an hour who was taken advantage of. The pasuk says for an hour lo sasa davar ein lanar chit mavis ki kasher yakum ish al reyu ritzacho nefesh kein davar hazeh. So the pasuk says ki kasher yakum ish al reyu ritzacho nefesh, that it says that an amorous is not going to be punished for being involved in this situation when someone goes ahead and comes against her. Like any man who rises up against his fellow and murders him. What are we learning from Rotzeach? This idea of bringing up the idea of Rotzeach is coming to actually teach us something. Then it's a lam, it actually comes and we see that it learns something from it. We have a teaching that Makesh Rotzeach and Amirasa. Man Amirasa, Nitha Lasil Benafsho. Af Rotzeach, Nitha Lasil Benafsho. Just like an Amirasa, you can go and you kill the person who was trying to do that thing to this girl. So to Rotzeach, you can try, and if the A is ready enough to B, you can go and kill A, so it doesn't kill B. In fact, the Gemara of a Naimirasa, Gufa, where do we know that from? The Naimirasa, a person's trying to go ahead and to take advantage of a woman, in other words, intimate, you know, rape this girl. How do you know you go ahead and you're allowed to kill this person who's trying to do that? Kid, the Tana Devir Bishmal, the Tana Devir Bishmal, the Ain Moshia Allah. The Pasuk says, for she's in the field and she cries out and there's no one who's there to help her. Yesh Moshia Allah. If there would be someone who's there, but Chodav Shechel Oshia, anyway, he's able to go in to save this person, this girl, you go and you do it. Go for Minayin Loras Chaver Shutoya Benahar Ochaya Gorarto Olista Boy Malav Shuchay Vlatzilo Tamalom Lo Samar Damreacha Frekta Gwar Vaha Mehacha Nafka. That's where you learn it from. Mehasam Nafka. I know you learn it from somewhere else, which is the following. Avleidas Gufo Minayin. How do we know you have to return a lost body? Right? In other words, a person who's drowning, he's no more lost than that, right? If I return him, Rashi says, "Kigon nitva bahar bin nahar minayin shata matzava al shivosi." If to return him back to life, tam lomer v'hashivoso lo. The pasuk says, "Then you shall return it to him." it's talking about losing a lost object, the Shavas Aveda, then it says, and you should return it to him. You need that word over there. And then being extra, Rashi says, Kray Yisera, Hu Lemidrash HaShavas Gufo Le'atzmo. So we learn it from there, not from Osama Damariacha. It says, no, Ime Hacham. Actually, we need both Psukim to go and teach this idea. Because Ime Hacham, if you just learn it out from the idea they return it, Havimin Hani Mili Bin Avshay. That's only with his own, you know, save his life. Aval Mitrach Amegar Aguri Emalo. But to go out and say, but that I'd have to go out and do it myself to save his life. But to be Tariach myself, to hire someone else to pay that, whatever it is. I don't have to do it. Kamashmal, and you do have to, because Pasuk says, therefore, you have to make sure that it's done, whatever the circumstance. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Echad arode vachachavir largo. Be'acher hazachar v'acher in Aramirasa. Rachachayve misos bezin. Or, right, we brought all this in the Mishnah, that would say even more. Someone who's going to be chayve misos bezin, rachachayve krisos. Or let's say a woman who is with somebody who would be chayve krisos. The matzino some menavsha, then we do go ahead and we save them by killing the person who's coming after them. And Alma. Almana Kohen Gadol, but if he kisses an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, he's on his way to be with this woman, to violate this woman, or Grush Vechlutza the Kohen Hedyot, Emat Sero Saman Avshim, you do not met Sero Saman Avshim. Nevda Ba Avera, if, let's say, the Avera was already done, then Emat Sero Saman Osa binafsha. That is, if she did it one time already, or this is the second time, we don't go ahead and we don't go save the person the second time. Rashi says, if gima la vikra pegima kapi, then she's already pogum. That's what we're makbid on. Mid the gali bahani velo by averus acheres, from these ones than other averus. Yesh la mashiach, right? If the woman has someone to go and save her, if as a way to be saved without killing the guy, ematzino osa binafsha, then we don't do it in a way that we go and we kill the guy. Right, that is, if there's only no other way to go and do such a thing, then we go and we kill him. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afal Meres Hanichu Lo Shalei Argen. Even this woman says, "No, don't touch the guy because I don't want to kill me." Even in that circumstance, you go ahead and you would actually listen. You don't kill the guy. Minonimili. Where do we know this idea that if someone is going after to somebody, he should be killed to stop him from doing other types of averus? Amakrav Lenaira Lo Sase Davar Ein Lenaira Chet Mavis. Now, even though we're writing it over here with the letter Hey, in the Torah itself, there's actually another Hey over there. Oh, it says Lenaira Lo Sase Davar, but don't do anything to the Naira. The Naira has committed no sin; she should be killed. Now, the entire second part of this pasuk seems to be extra. Therefore, we say, Na'ar Zezachar, right? The fact that it's written as Na'ar. Na'ar Zezachar is referring to somebody going after a man. Na'ira Zunair Mirasa. Chait Elu Chayve Krisus. Mavis Elu Chayve Misus Bezdin. So it's telling that a Rodev can be killed to prevent them from doing any of these type of things. Kohani Lamali, why do I need all of these? Let the Torah just tell us that a Rodev is killed to stop one of these, and I will learn out about the other ones also. Says going to Tzvichi. No, we need to write each one of them. Because we're going to Nar, just whatever they have Nar, Mishum Delav Orche. Then I would say that we kill this person to stop him doing sodomy, right? Nar, Mishum Zachar, because it's not a natural behavior to do over there. Therefore, that's going to be a serious pegam, and to stop that, we go and we have the person killed. Says Rashi, Liboy, Ve'ika, Bizayon uboshes gadol. It's a bizayon in a big, it's just a big disgrace. Well, naira de oraisa, but in the case of a naira de orcha, sorry, de orcha, which is the normal way of doing it, then Ebalo, I would say maybe not, because it's not as much of a pagam. Because rechon and naira, and if the pasuk would have just said naira, mishum deka bagim la, because it's a pagam for her when she's no longer basula, rest is basulim, magana al baila. Well, naar. The loka pagim lai, when it comes to that, it's not going to be begim over there. Emelo, then we say, no, I'll go and kill the person. If I have to say, I want also. Because Rechman Ahani would have said both of these cases, peep, turn the page. Ayin gimel omer base. Mishum dahai lav orche, I would say that since this act of sodomy is not a normal way, with a man, lav orche, va kapagim la, and in the case of the naira, there's an Iron a Pagima from the Psulim. That's why the Rodev is going to be killed in those cases of El Shairas. When it comes to other Arayos, right, then the Orchayu Velon Nafish Pigabayu, it's a normal way and it's not a biggest of Pagam. And below, then I would say that you can't go ahead the rodev can't be killed to stop it. Because Chacham Ben Chait, therefore it's the word chait to tell you that as well. Because Chacham Ben Chait was just written chait, that have a mina of filu chai ve'lavin. I would thought that even chai ve'lavin, you should go and rescue the person on the way to go do it by killing him. Because Chacham Ben Maves, which is telling us that we kill someone to prevent a illicit relationship that can be punishable by death or by kares, but not to stop someone by just doing some sort of lav. Because Chacham Ben Maves is just what it said, Maves, and Avamina Chayvi Mises, based in Chayvi Krisis Lo. Then I would have thought that only things that can be punishable to death that are Chayvi Mises based in could be used to stop. You go kill the rodev. Chavikus is low, but not Chavikus is because Chamana Chait, therefore, has a word, Chait, to teach that a rodev should be killed to stop even things that are only by Karis. Says Gemara, look at the Chamana Chait Mavet, just say Chait Mavet, low by Nair Venara. You don't have to say those Nair Venara sticklech, which are talking about specifically something out of the not normal way, and the Mishkav Zachar Namirasa. Says Gemara, Chenami, you're right. We don't have to have Nair Venara to teach us about the Mishkav Zachar and Amirasav. Ela Nar Nara, Chadam Utei Oved Ovitz Kuchavim. These words are coming to teach that one is excluding somebody who's about to do Avodah Zarah, Chadam Utei Behemah B'Shabbos. The other one's coming to exclude someone about to go and be involved with an animal or to break Shabbos. You would have thought that we kill someone to stop him from doing these things. But these words, Nar and Nara, should teach us, come to teach us that nope, we don't do it in those cases. Rashi says, Mishum Dedami Lerayas. Okay, wait, moving along. Not everyone agrees with the previous statement, because Rosh Shimon Ben Yochai, Damar Ovi Kacham, Nitan Latzil Benafsh, you actually do go ahead, and someone is doing that, he can be saved by taking his life. He says, go and kill him. Lamali, so why do we need the word Nar? What do we need it for? It can't become excluded for the Zarashtikl, because this person would be killed to stop him from doing an Avera. So the Gemara says, what's the use for Chad Lamute Behema, Chad Lamute Shabbos? One's to exclude the person who's going to do, animal, to be with an animal, and one to the Shabbos. You can't kill someone about to do these affairs. Second day, I would have thought, Tei say Shabbos b'chil l'chilo. I would have thought maybe they'd say, you can learn you can kill someone for who's about to keep Shabbos, about to keep break Shabbos. You can kill him, says, and break Shabbos, because there's Shabbos from the word chil l'chilo. Because it says, Mechalalel Mos, you must be Shabbos. And by Avodah Zarah, it says, Velo Sechalal Eshem Elokecha. Right? And he says, you kill for Avodah Zarah, so maybe think Shabbos also. Ula Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Amar, Mechalal Shabbos, Nitalas Shabbos, Nitalas Shabbos, the Taki, you do do Mechalal Shabbos. There is Shabbos, Mechalal Chil, Mevodah Skochavim. Because he makes Xerah Shava of Shabbos. It says Chilal, and what is that? It says Chilal. So therefore, Mike Lemimer, therefore he says you would kill for that also. So if you're going to kill someone to stop someone from breaking Shabbos, then why does Torah write two statements teach the same thing? Chad mi'ut l'me'ute behema. One is to be ma'ut the behema. Person's on his way to be involved with the behema. You don't kill him. Ve'idach, and the other one, you really don't need it, but I did the kasach mana nar, kasach mana naira. Since there's the word nar there, therefore with the word naira also, we don't need it. Okay, next part we said Rabbi Huda Omer. We had the brisa. What do you say? I'm an aleph. Maybe I'm alpha omeris, or let's say you have a nar marasa who says, "Hinichulo shalir again. I'll leave him alone, so he didn't go and kill me." Right? That you're not allowed to go ahead and kill this person anymore. Okay, so if you're saying that's Rabbi Huda, it must be the rabbis are arguing. And B'mai Kamifka, what exactly is the argument over here? When, according to the rabbis, do we kill this person, even if she goes and says, meaning, according to the rabbis, they say, you do it, even if he says, it's okay, leave me. Amarava, B'mai Kpedes, Al Pigma. B'machokas says, when she objects to her having a pgam, Menichaso Shalay Aganu, but she allows the person to do it anyway, that he won't kill her. Rabbanan Savi Apigma Kapid Rachmana, that she's Makbid on that. Vahar Makbid is Apigma. In this case also, she's Makbid, and she doesn't want it to happen, so the Torah allows us to kill this person, even though she's saying don't do it. Rabbi Huda Amar, he says, Hadikum Rachmana Katli, the reason the Torah says to kill this person, Mishum, Damasha Nashvil Lakhtala, because she's willing to be killed for this, rather to give into it. But over here, she's saying she doesn't want to die for it, so Ha Lo Masha Nashvil Lakhtala, so therefore you can't go and kill this person. Therefore, you have to leave him. Amalei Rapapa Le'abayi, Almanel Kogadol Nami Ka Pagimla. real Monaco Kohen Gadol is coming to go ahead and he's being pogamer. So why is it that we don't kill this Kohen Gadol? How's a pogamer? She becomes a chalala, therefore she can't marry a Kohen anymore. If the Gemara, Amalei, a pigma rabba kapitachon. No, the Torah is only makbid on a major begam. Right? But not of a pigma zuto lo kapit rechmana. If it's a much less of a zachar there, then the Torah is not makbid on that. Now, continuing on the bright, so we darshan that chet, when it says chet elu chai v'krisas, it's coming to someone who's running after any woman with whom that he's going to get karis for. And you can kill them to stop them from doing that. Or a minu, but we got ourselves a contradiction because we have a mishnah which is found in Ksuvas. The elu nairos sheishlam kenas. These are the nairos who get a kenas from a man who violates them. Haba lechosu, if someone is with his sister, which is something which is kares, and the sister gets 50 shek from such a thing. Now, if the rodef would be chayiv to be killed while violating his sister, as a brisa says that he is, he would be putter from the kenas. But since our Mishnah does say that there's a kenas here, it must be that he's not able to be killed. Oh, for the Gemara, Murabana Kamid Rav Chista, the rabbi said the following answer from Rav Chista, Mishas Ha'ara de Pagam. The time of the Ha'ara is when there's the touch that goes on. That's the either Chnas Zatar or Shigas Ever, right? The Pagma, that's when it goes in this Pagam her. And if Tala Mikatla, he's going to be Pater from being killed. Mamona lo Mashalim ad Gemar Bia. Money only pay at the end of Bia. So there are two stages that are happening one after, they're not exactly the same time. Since he can't be killed at the time, he's going to get the Kanas. Therefore, he has to pay it. In fact, my holy Michalaman Dama Arazuna Kishika. The one who explains this to Shika. Ella, because then it's two different things. The Shika is just when they touch, and then the Gemar, and that's when it goes all the way in. So there's two separate stages. If you say Ar is a Shika, Alaman Dama Arazuna Chnas Tatar, the Tatar goes in, then Mike, let me really say that, because that's already considered that's at the same stage. Therefore, it shouldn't be that. So when the Mishnah says you get a Kanas, it's showing that he's not able to be killed during that act. Then he went on a kedaka. In that case, a brother can't be killed during the second thing because the woman was already pugmatized during the first one. Since he can't be killed, therefore he gets the kenas. Another answer of Amr b'manichaso shelo yargana. We're dealing with a case where his sister allows her brother to do it so that he won't kill her. For Rabbi Huda, it is going to shoot the Rabbi Huda who says that this woman can't be saved because this guy can't be killed, therefore he gets a kenas. Beep, turn the page. I endow him now. For Papa, I'm another answer. Bimipusa. This is talking about a case where the sister was seduced. So if a man who seduces a naira, like somebody who rapes her, he has to pay 50 shekel unless he will marry her. For Divrei Kol, it's going to everyone over here. Also, Rabbi Huda those that argue with me, they're going to agree with it also, right? Because that if the woman actually consented to this, we can't kill him to stop it. But since he may not be killed during this relationship, he becomes chayav for the 50 shek. Another answer, b'yachalatzim echamivar, the Mishnah talking about a case where it's possible to save this woman by shooting this guy in the leg, right? And stopping with one of the evar. Rabbi Yonasim and Shalhi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yonasim and Shalom, Rodev Shalhi, Rodev Achachavir Largo. You have a guy who's running after his friend to kill him, and you have someone else who's there. It's possible to save this person by one of his limbs, and a rescuer did not save him through that, but rather what he did, he killed him. Then the person who killed him will be killed because of that. In the Mishnah's case, the attack could have been stopped by just injuring this person over here, and therefore he's not subject to execution during that attack, and therefore he has to pay 50 shekel for being with his sister. My time, the Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. What's the reason of Yonasan ben Shaul? In other words, how does he know that we can't kill a rodef if a just injuring would stop it? These two people that are fighting to hit a pregnant woman, and the pregnant woman has a miscarriage because of that. It's talking about a fight in which the people are trying to go and kill each other, and one of them then hit the pregnant woman by accident. Oh, so you see, and what happened is, there's a fatality, you give a life for a life. If the woman dies, we kill the person who killed her. Now, we would not kill a person who didn't try to kill anyone. So therefore, it must be that this guy was trying to kill this person, which means that he had the status of a rodef. Even so, was the Torah say about it? That if there will be no fatality, he shall surely be punished, in other words, with money. Meaning if he causes a woman to be miscarried, but is actually killer, he has to pay, which is showing that he was not chayev to be killed during the fight, even though he had the status of a rodef. Okay. You're able to do with one Evarov, lo nitel tzil nafsho, then the person's not able to go and save by killing the person. This is how you find a case in which the person who caused a miscarriage is going to get punished with money. We could have saved by with one of the Evarov. So therefore, it's us to kill this person during the fight. Since he was not chayev to be killed at the time, he's chayev to go and to pay money for the miscarriage. If you want to see a chalat sebechamivarev, they're able to go and save this victim by killing, shooting one of the, the limbs. Nami nitin latzil benafsho, still the victim maybe saved the cost of his life. Hechem eshkachas ladianesh. How are you going to find a case where the person who caused the miscarriage is going to get punished with money? He should be putter for money, and no matter what, because he was chayv to be killed during the fight. Therefore, it comes out kum tochos nidan. If Yonah Shimon Shaul is correct that a rodef is not going to be chayv to be killed if there's just if it could have been done with be matzah with echad meivarev. And for the Gemara, not necessarily. Dilma shani hacha. Maybe this case is actually different. The misa lazev tashul mazeh, because it's two separate addresses. The person is death, gets death for the attack on this person, on the person he's fighting with, but he has to pay for the one, the other one with the woman, and therefore he has to compensate the woman, even though he was chayv to be killed for going against, for pursuing the disputant. Says Gemara, no good, loshna. There's no difference whether these two things were against the same person or two different people. Man of Shach, the death penalty for this thing outweighs any sort of money, any other crime. And therefore, since the Pasuk says he's going to be chayv to pay for causing the miscarriage, it works in the world of Rav Yochanan ben Shaul. And we said, the Amar Rava, right? Look, we just said that the death penalty is going to outweigh a simultaneous financial shtickel. Even when they're going to different places, the Amar Rava, Rodef Shai Rodef Achaverov, let's say someone, Mike is chasing Bob to kill him, Shivat to kill him, and he broke Kalim, Bain Shal Nirdev, Bain Shal Koladim, whether they were, they belong to the one being chased or the one, or someone else, Pater, he's off the hook, my time, I'll come, Mishai Ben Afsho, because it's Mishai Ben Afsho, he's going to have his own life by doing this, Vin Nirdev, the Shashiba, it's Kalim, Shal Rodef, and if someone being chased broke the Kalim, the one chasing him, Pater is off the hook. She'll call other, book other people, the stuff, then Chayef, he's Chayef to go and to pay. Shal Rodef, Pater, why is the Rodef, Pater, Shalayim, Amonu, Chavev, Alamigufo. The money of the one who is chasing should not be dealt with, that's more Chashiv to him than his own life. We're certainly less concerned about someone's stuff than his own life. And therefore, since a person can save his life by killing the person chasing him, it was not saying that he can damage this person's property to save himself. She'll call Adam Chayev, but the one being chased broke someone else's stuff is going to be Chayev. Shamatzu Atzimu Chavero. He's saving his life with the mamon of somebody else. And I'll do that unless you're totally, totally stuck and there's no other way of getting around it. Therefore, since it's possible for him to pay the person back, he's chayv to do it. V'rodev shayrodev acharodev latzil. And let's say you have one guy chasing another one to prevent him from killing someone. Bob is chasing after Dave, and then Steve starts chasing after Bob. Birodev, Shai Rodev, Acha Rodev, Atzilo, Vishiba Zakel, and he broke some of the vessels. Bain Shal Rodev, Bain Shal Nirdav, Bain Shal Koladam, Pater is going to be off the hook. He is Pater, no matter what the circumstance, no matter who it belongs to. Says Gemara, Velo Min Hadin. Why isn't he chai for breaking the stuff that belonged to this other person, this random person? This is not based on the din, which would say that taka of the person is going to be chayef. Really, min hadin, and meikar din is chayef. Shem iatorikin, if you don't say that, and you say he's going to be chayef, then but the bottom line is we have to allow him to not be chayef, because if you don't, then him say in the chakolot and shema tzis chavir, mi adarodef. People are going to be like, I'm not going to help this guy, because if I end up having to pay something, I'm going to be chayef, and I don't want that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.